Warning, this morning's episode of Ricky Carbone Wise Guy contains graphic scenes of violence that may be too intense for younger viewers and florists. Now it's my bet that even if you hate this bit, you're gonna listen now, aren't you? Of course you are. Trust me, I know your kind. I'm the guy who sits behind you on the expressway when you slow down to look at an accident. I got your number all right.
My name is Ricky Carbone, and ever since I was a little boy, I wanted to be a gangster for the mob. Well, now that I'm all grown up, my dreams have come true. I am a wise guy with the powerful Parcheesi family. Yes, I'm Ricky Carbone, wise guy. There's a saying in the old country that goes, on the day of your death, the angels will guide your toothbrush. No one ever knew what that meant, but just the same, I had a feeling that Fat Tony's Oral-B was pulling double time this morning. Because at noon, Fat Tony was getting whacked.
Hey, you got a nice car here, Ricky. Real comfortable. I like the bucket seats.
Yeah? And you like them so much, why didn't you stop spilling that damn chocolate milk on him, you freaking slob?
Hey, whoa, Mikey, I'm sorry, all right? I got a defected lip. When I suck through a straw, I get like a vibrating thing going, and it's sprinkler time. I had it since I'm a kid. There's no cure.
There's no cure? You want a cure?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a simple cure. It's a miracle cure. Try swallowing the milk every 4 to 5 mouthfuls. I mean, what the hell are you, a freaking humpback whale?
Jeez.
Come up for air every once in a while. Jesus Christ, I should sell you to SeaWorld.
Hey, Tony, wow. I mean, you know, what are you crawling up my butt for? Everything's going smooth as silk. Fat Tony's going down like a 200-pound sack of crap.
Yeah. Oh. All right, you're right. Let's get ready. When Johnny Clems takes out that monkey up front, we move in.
Right.
Sonny's stovetop stuffing is going to take care of the guard in the alley, yeah. And Fat Tony is all yours. That's it. Let's go.
Hey, Fat Tony! We're coming for lunch, you fat pig bastard!
Come on, he's in the back.
Hey, what the hell?
Hey, see, Mikey? Smooth as silk. The tub of lard ain't even started his protein shake.
What the fuck?
Shut up, Fat Man! This is an after-dinner mint from the Parcheesi family. Do it, Mikey!
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Hey, Ricky! I'm helping him make room for dessert! Fat Tony, don't forget, a stabbing pain could be an early warning sign of a heart attack.
Look at this gut spilling out all over the table! Hey, there must be 10 miles of intestines in that fat pig!
Look at all the blood he's shooting out and spurting out like that. It looks like one of them fancy fountains at Great Adventure, huh? Right? Am I right?
This is the best. You know, we do more before noon than most people do all day. Hey, wait, what is that? Carve that thing out. What the hell is that freaking thing? That white thing, carve it out.
Oh, it's his pacemaker. Hey, I bet this takes a licking and keeps on ticking, huh, Fat Tony? Yes,
help!
You're not dead yet.
No.
Oh, Mook. Hey, stand back, Ricky. I'm going to give him some fiber the hard way.
Oh, damn, that was fun. You know, I always feel creative when I do stuff with my hands. And say, Ricky, why don't we go round up the fellas and get like a big steaming bowl of Galagazootin Pelotes, you know, as a way of illustrating our disregard and absolute indifference for human life and the horrors we perpetrate so matter-of-factly.
Yeah, it sounds good, but only if I'm buying.
You got it.
The deed had been done. Fat Tony was dead. Now we would wait. Wait for retaliation.